Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the change in your life. A real change that will last for a lifetime. Praise God. I'm telling you, Jesus will make that real change in your life that will last for a lifetime. Praise God. The Lord has blessed the Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled, fire burning ministry. Where we can go into the jails and prisons. We preach live services in them jails and prisons. And I mean, it will make the inmates excited. And they be, amen, interested, looking forward to our visits. Praise God. We know during the coronavirus, in 2020, the jails and prisons are closed. But we're here on radio to preach this fire-burning message. Praise God. This ministry, praise the Lord, like we always do. We're going to wrap the message up talking about walking in the blessings of Abraham. Praise God. We've been preaching it for 2 months here on the broadcast. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message as we wrap it up here on the first Saturday in November of 2020. Praise God. Call, amen. And my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Now, we talked about Abraham. He was Abram. How that God told Abraham to leave his family. Leave his country to the land I will show you. Abraham could not physically see where he was going, but he believed God, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, Abram believed the Lord. He believed God. God told him that he's going to cause him to be blessed, and that many nations will come from him. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, Abram was blessed. His name was changed to Abraham. When the Lord sanctifies through the blood, he changes our name. We're no longer a sinner, but we are saint of God. Amen. Circumcision. God gave Abraham circumcision. Praise the Lord. Circumcision for us is when the Lord root out that indwelling sin. He circumcised the foreskin of the heart. Root that sinful nature out of us. Place in us a brand new nature. The nature of Christ that do not want to sin. That's the new birth that Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus in the 3rd chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Being born of the Spirit. Praise God. Circumcise the heart. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Now, Abram was called Abraham. God told Abraham he's going to have a son in his old age. That was beyond man's understanding. Because Abraham and Sarah, well, her name was changed too. Yeah, the Lord was sanctified. The sisters changed their name. They're no longer a sinner, no longer a person on the street, but you're a child of God, a saint of God, a godly woman. Praise God. Sarah was changed to Sarah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God, change your name. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, the Lord wants us to be holy. He wants to look at you as being holy. He don't want to look at you as you were out there in the world. What's out there in the world of sin? Be buried in the sea of forgetfulness. Praise God. When the Lord saved you, your old life is buried in the sea of forgetfulness. The Lord wants to look at you as a brand new person. A new person that can live right. That can love your enemies. Love one another. Treat people right. Because when Jesus come in, he make your life brand new. As Paul said, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you women too, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things come new. The Lord wants us to be holy inside and out.
Man.
Because God loves holiness. All he wants to know about you, as Paul told the church, all I want to know is Jesus Christ and him that is crucified. When you're sanctified, that's all your testimony. You're sanctified. You're separated from the world. You got victory over the devil. You're living holy, free from sin. Praise God. It's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ that lives within me. He walks in me. He talks in me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Glory to God. That's when you love the Lord. You're saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You can love one another, treat people right. You love your one another. Do your duty in your marriage. Husband love his wife. Wife love the husband. Because you're saved and sanctified. You don't be acting like the world, fussing and fighting, can't get along, trying to get a divorce. That's the world. Praise God. But when you're saved and sanctified, you are loved like a godly man and a godly woman. And keep out confusion, because you got the Prince of Peace in your soul. That is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Sir Velvet. Praise the Lord. Amen. What did the Bible say in Genesis 18 and 22?
And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Preadventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the places for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which are but dust and ashes.
Now, Abraham showed mercy. People said God is full of mercy. Yes, he is. He's full of mercy. But what are you going to do? Look, God told Abraham, I will spare Sodom and Gomorrah if I can find 50 people that love me, that want to live right, that want to serve the Lord. Amen. God was showing mercy. Abraham was showing mercy. But they searched Sodom and Gomorrah. Couldn't find 50. You think God gonna let the world go when people don't love him? When folk want to serve sin? You think God gonna let this world go on? Let the sun rise? Let you have good weather so you can shack up? So you can commit adultery? Fornicate? Do you believe that? Glory to God. What did the Bible say, Sir Velvet?
It said, And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which are but dust and ashes. Preadventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous, when thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5. And he said, if I find thee 45, I will not destroy it. And he spake to him yet again and said, preadventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto them, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Preadventure, there shall be 30 be found there. He said, I would not do it if he speaketh to the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20 people. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry. And I will speak yet but this one. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left, committed with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.
Now listen, they went all the way down to 10, and they searched it, and they couldn't even find 10. Look, listen, God is searching in 2020. We need to wake up, serve the Lord, live right, stop straddling the fence. Serve the Lord, because God won't holiness. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because the people serve sin. That's why. And sin is going to destroy this world today in 2020. Because God won't holiness. Praise the Lord. You got to live right. You hear me? That's why I preach it. I blast it on radio. Holiness is what God wants. Because God out is watching. He's looking. Praise the Lord. He wants people that will love him and serve him with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their might, with all their strength. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, we're going to wrap the message up. Praise God. I'm telling you, let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we wrap the message up. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We've been preaching for 2 months, and now the first Saturday in November, about a walking in the blessings of Abraham. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch those prisoners. Let them know this is real Holy Ghost fire that's burning here on these radio waves. Lord, touch the people. Lord, do these things. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Savelle.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The songs that come to Jesus. He will save you. He will heal you. He will deliver you. Come to Jesus. So you don't have to be destroyed, hallelujah. So you can be saved and be set free and have eternal life with him, hallelujah. So you believe that prayer and the hold that pray, hallelujah. You've been set free, hallelujah. And so hold on to your deliverance, hallelujah. Keep on seeking and keep on thinking and praising him for setting you free. Go behind prison bar, we praise God for you. We, Emma Holmes and I really love you, but the Lord loves you even more. And he has a plan for you that you are not by yourself, for you to have hope and you to prosper in him, even behind prison bars. You can have been freedom in Jesus Christ. Those in the free world, think of your prayer in support of our ministry. You continue to pray for us and we pray for you. And the Lord loves you also. He wants you to be free. He has a plan for you too. He has a miracle with your name on it. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. God bless you.
And to the next broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holm, along my beautiful companion, Savella, saying that if Jesus come for you today,
will you be ready to go?
May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.